It's a powerful story. One that we'll hear again this coming Friday. Except this time, that time we'll hear it from the Gospel of John. Today we hear it from the Gospel of Luke, which is the Gospel we've been reflecting on throughout this year. And in the Gospel of Luke, we see Jesus as a humble man. And that shines through in our Gospel today. Humbly submitting to Herod as well as to Pontius Pilate. He could have saved himself. The soldiers mocked him, saying, "Save yourself if you're the king of the Jews." The people said, "Come down off that cross if you say you're the Son of God." He could have tried to show his authority in that way, but instead, he chose to show his authority and love through his death on the cross. He died in humility. He died out of love for me and for you. He died so that we can enter into the gates of heaven. He died for our salvation. He died out of love for each one of us. Humility is a great quality that all disciples must have. We see it in a couple instances in our gospel as well today in people other than Christ. One of them was that criminal who was hanging next to him. He said, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom." He was humble in the fact that he realized he was a sinner, that he needed mercy, that he needed God's love. He also realized that Jesus was great, that Jesus was God, and that Jesus was on the path to be united with God the Father in heaven. And so he said those words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did that humility do for that man? It brought him salvation. It brought him eternal rest with God himself in heaven that very day. What a gift. What a gift to be given. We all desire that gift. We all desire to get to heaven. But in order to get there, we must have humility, as that man did. Another instance of humility was the soldier after Jesus' death. This centurion was a Roman soldier who had been doing what he was commanded to do. And by saying that clearly this man was innocent, he was bringing judgment on himself. He was bringing ridicule on himself. But he was not afraid. Why? Because he was moved by love. He was moved by Jesus' action. He was moved by Jesus' commitment to doing his Father's will. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this man had great humility. And he cried out, "Truly, this man was innocent." And in doing so, he showed respect and reverence to God himself. Think about, where do you need to grow in humility? We all have many gifts and talents, and praise God for those gifts and talents. But sometimes we think we deserve what we have. We think we're entitled to the many gifts and privileges and blessings we have in our day and age. But the reality is, everything is gift. We need to continue to be grateful before God for His many gifts, for His acts of love, for the act of dying on the cross for us, for the gift of the Eucharist which we receive here at each and every Mass. We're not entitled. We don't deserve it. But rather, Jesus made it for us. He paid the price for us. And He continues to bestow His grace and His love for us. He gives it to us as a gift. And so we too need to have humility with the way we live our life, to have an attitude of gratitude, to have an attitude of trust in God by being generous with the Lord, trusting that God will provide, trusting that God is good and God is always loving. And when we surrender to the Lord, He will always continue to build us up and He will raise us up as He raised up His Son. Yes, Jesus was raised up on the cross and died a cruel and torturous death. But 3 days later, He was raised up even higher to the clouds of heaven. He was raised up and risen from the dead and is now there waiting for me and you. But in order to get there, we too must follow the path of Christ, which was one of humility. The criminal followed that path of humility and he entered into heaven. The centurion followed the path of humility and we hope he entered into heaven. You and I ought to follow the path of humility so that we too can enter into heaven. Take some time this Holy Week to thank God for the gifts that he has given you. Take some time this Holy Week to think about where you need to humble yourself and be more trusting of God, more confident in his love. And in doing so, you'll be more configured to Christ himself, who is love. And how can you take some time this Holy Week? By coming to the liturgies. This Holy Week is meant to be a special time when we back away from our worldly busyness and take some time to enter into the mysteries of Christ's death and resurrection. Come to the liturgies this week, to Holy Thursday, to Good Friday, to the Easter Vigil. Come to these liturgies and encounter God's love, and encounter God's humility, and be strengthened in that. Be strengthened by that witness. Whatever your plans are, try to make time for the Lord. Humble yourself before the Lord and say, God, you have given these great gifts, this great triduum to me. May I use this gift, entering into these mysteries of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. And in doing so, I guarantee you, you'll be moved by God's love. You'll be moved by God's generosity. You'll be moved to humble yourself before God and worship him more fully.